elected in 1960 as the 35th President of the United States, 43-year-old John F. Kennedy became the youngest man and the first Roman Catholic to hold that office. He was born into one of America's wealthiest families and parlayed an elite education and a reputation as a military hero into a successful run for Congress in 1946 and for the Senate in 1952. As president, Kennedy confronted mounting Cold War tensions in Cuba, Vietnam, and elsewhere. He also led a renewed drive for public service and eventually provided federal support for the growing civil rights movement. His assassination on November 22, 1963 in Dallas, Texas, sent shockwaves around the world and turned the all-too-human Kennedy into a larger-than-life heroic figure. To this day, historians continue to rank him among the best loved presidents in American history. My opinion on JFK was he was the most good-looking president in American history. His looks and age most likely persuaded people to vote for him. I know I would have. Other than his good looks, I think he did pretty good as president. The economy did really well while he was in office. He established the Peace Corps, worked towards civil rights, and many other things. He also handled the Cuban Missile Crisis very well when it could have gone a different way. No other president could have handled the 60s any better. My first event is the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee on April 4, 1968, an event that sent shockwaves reverberating around the world. A Baptist minister and founder of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, King had led the civil rights movement since the mid-1950s, using a combination of impassioned speeches and nonviolent protests to fight segregation and achieve significant civil rights advances for African Americans. His assassination led to an outpouring of anger among Black Americans, as well as a period of national mourning that helped speed the way for an equal housing bill. That would be the last significant legislative achievement of the civil rights era. Just after 6 p.m. the following day, King was standing on the second floor balcony of the Lorraine Motel where he and his associates were staying when a sniper bullet struck him in the neck. He was rushed to the hospital where he was pronounced dead about an hour later at the age of 39. My opinion of Martin Luther King Jr. was I believe that he was the most influential person of the civil rights movement in the 50s and 60s. His choice of nonviolent protest was revolutionary for the tone of the movement, which brought him many followers. King led a brief life filled with many great accomplishments, working to promote equal treatment of all races. Some of his greatest accomplishments are the Montgomery bus boycott and the I Have a Dream speech. I think the speech is one of the best speeches in American history because it sets the tone for what should happen for the rights of future African Americans. King is one of the most legendary people to ever live. My second event is landing on the moon. On July 20th, 1969, American astronauts Neil Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin became the first humans ever to land on the moon. About 6.5 hours later, Armstrong became the first person to walk on the moon. As he took his first step, Armstrong famously said, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." The Apollo 11 mission occurred 8 years after President JFK announced the national goal of landing a man on the moon by the end of 1960s. Apollo 17, the final manned moon mission, took place in 1972. There would be 5 more successful lunar landing missions and 1 unplanned lunar swing by Apollo 13. The last men to walk on the moon, astronauts Eugene Cernan and Harrison Schmitt of the Apollo 17 mission, left the lunar surface on December 14th, 1972. My opinion is Neil Armstrong said, "That's one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind." Landing on the moon for the first time was a very important step into our future. It was especially a huge step in science. Just from that landing, we learned the composition of the moon and the first space perspective of Earth. It inspired us to learn more about space and the universe. If we didn't step foot on the moon, we wouldn't be as technically advanced and confident as we are today. Stepping foot on the moon is one of the best accomplishments we could ever make as a country.